in. It was in the cleaning, in the spring cleaning, you see, they'd all clean the floor.
Well, I paid
and they'd have to shook your mop. You had to shook your mop and spring the ear come. And she has a mop up here, I believe it's in the smokehouse now.
My mother's.
It's left over.
My daddy made
it. Well, I made it myself. You keep them, everybody had to have a mop, scouring mop. When I grew up in this area, and of course in the wintertime, where there's a bunch of boys, it was pretty hard to keep floors.
You never seen one in a body.
He got too rough. He'd get after put them after him with a mop. So I'm using the mop, cleaning it up. They clean the floor with it. Yeah, that's to do it. But now, you never seen one, and there's a lot of people older than you are never seen a shuck mop. And they didn't even know what you're talking about when you said a shuck mop. But the corn, that's where you shuck your corn, you get a good heavy shuck, and then you take them home together, and then put them in there. I guess you've seen shuck hats, haven't you? Never seen a shuck hat? Well, they used to make shuck hats, you know, and wear them.
And
the mops, and the cobs, and you burn the corn cobs for stove with a lot, cook with them. And another thing, use them for kindling wood sometimes. And then eventually they got to where they grind these cobs up, mix them up with soy or the supplement, put cottonseed meal in them, and feed them to the cattle. It's a more or less a filler for that, to mix that feed in, keep them eating too much out by itself. But now,
you have to get wire and make the shape of the hat. And then you double this chuck, start it to bring it out, and sew it as you go along. Just keep going and make the hat. You know, I know how you do them, but I don't guess I'd ever make one.
You've got these modern harvesters, you see now, and they shell the corn in the field. Picker, see, corn picker. They first come in for the ear, and now then they're getting more modernized, you see, went down to the sheller, and they combine the corn, shell it out, and you deliver it, put it in, push your shuck, your cob, your stalk, everything left in the field. You don't get that.
What do you call that thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
Tassel. Now that's another thing. You'll get maybe a three or four different words on that. In the old times, it was very interesting that you never find there two people that would call that the same life. Some would say tassel, some tassel, and some tassel, and it's in a half a dozen different ways, but everyone knows what you were talking about. You see, everyone understood this language of this tassel. They didn't meet up and they'd say, is your corn tasseling yet? Is your corn tassel yet?
Yeah.
Or how far along? Has it got to the tasseling stage or the tossing stage or different phrases in that? But you see, that's another one of them things in the past.
The
is silk.
Starts on there, that's a
shoot. Well, one old fella said that he planted his corn out and he didn't get cut away good. It failed to shoot, you know. It didn't shoot out. He said his corn just didn't shoot that time. It didn't make. You let it get by. It comes out and the shoot comes out on the stalk. And then the ear develops on it, you see. And the silk will come out on it. And you always look for the red silk, and that's good luck. The first silk you've seen in your cornfield in the ear, well, if it's red, well, that's good luck.
I didn't know that.
Well, now, that's a lot mean you don't know yet. But that's the old saying, you look for that red silk.
Uh-huh.
And you say, good luck now. It's the first silk you've seen in your cornfield if it's red.
Him and his people was awful superstitious.
Always.
Yeah, still are.
I never was until I got in the pen. And I
didn't
myself.
Know you were now.
I catch myself once in a while. There's certain things, you know. Yeah, on Fridays or.
Red.
Always.
Skip. His mother was dead.
I'm not too superstitious, but I am. There used to be, you know, a black cat cross the road in front of you. That is a bad sign. A rabbit run across the road to the left in front of you. That is a